I must apologise and try, for the most part, to always squeeze into a single boo all the information that you might need in order to let you decide whether a particular tool is going to be useful, but I couldn't manage it with InstaGrok. It's just too useful, and you need a little bit more thought in order to decide that actually this could be a really good and useful thing. Anyway, I was talking about the journal, and the journal is a really important part of the tool set that comes with InstaGrok, because in a sense what you're doing is starting to build up the article that you might ask a student to produce as an output format. It looks to all intents and purposes like a page in a journal, and you've got all the editing tool features that you'd expect. So you can you've got all the font styles and formatting that you want. You're able to put in links, you can insert pictures, you can email it to someone else, you can change paragraph styles and all and highlight and do all those kinds of things. You can print it out, or if you happen to have the Edmodo widget, if you're in the States at the moment, and hopefully they'll be getting that out widgets out to us here in the UK and further afield in the very near future. But if you have that, you can simply click on that and submit it straight to your teacher through Edmodo. How powerful is that? Really useful. How do you actually get your InstaGrok when it's finished out there and visible? Well, you can share it in the usual way that you might expect. You can send a link, you're provided with the URL, so that can be shared around others. You've got all the standard social networking tools, which may be less useful in a school context. And of course, you get an embed code, so all of that's possible. But perhaps more importantly, if you have signed up for the teacher account, this is when it really starts to pay off, because with a teacher and classroom account, you can see all the students that you've registered as members of your classes from your dashboard. You can see what they're investigating, you can see how much time they're spending, and crucially, you can see what they're writing in the journals. With the teacher account, as I mentioned, there's no advertising, and of course all the content is as much as InstaGrok can is kept safe. Profanity and sexual content's been removed up front for you, so that's an important thing to consider too. Of course, as a teacher, you could produce your own InstaGroks and perhaps share them out rather than the sort of standard textual based topic maps that you would normally produce for your subject and share them with colleagues and students.